This week is National Community Health Centers Week. KBBI's Casey Kelly talked to the directors of two health centers and has this report.
Stan Stedman is the executive director of Peninsula Community Health Services in Soldotna. He says community health centers are nonprofit and local or community-owned facilities serving patients that are mostly low-income and medically underserved.
There certainly are people that just can't afford health care, and our private sector is in the business, as caring as they might be, to make a profit. And we're in a situation where we have the opportunity to extend health care. We do have the support of the federal government to an extent that allows us to reach out to folks that otherwise would have a challenge in being able to pay for and afford the health care services.
Health centers generally offer sliding scale rates to patients who otherwise wouldn't be able to afford a doctor's visit. Becky Noble is the director of SVT Health Center in Homer.
Well, it depends on what the person is there to be seen for. As a community health center, we need to charge fair market rates as our base fee. However, people based on their family size and income then can receive a discount. And discounts, I mean, a nominal fee patient may pay as little as, say, $20 for a visit.
Noble says her facility serves basically the same population as PCHS, although it was founded to serve members of the Sildovia Village Tribe.
In 2002, we received some federal funding as a community health center, and so that's when we opened our doors to the community at large. And we happily see anyone who seeks health care in our facility.
These days, Noble says 71% of SVT's patients are non-native. Besides the main facility in Homer, the center has satellite clinics in Soldovia and Anchor Point. SVT also has expanded its services to include not only general medicine, but dental services as well.
I think that's a program that has really taken off in this area, improving access to oral health and dental services.
Peninsula Community Health Services has also expanded its offerings over the years. It initially started out as two separate health care providers, Central Peninsula Health Centers and Central Peninsula Counseling Services, which merged about a year ago. Stedman says the resulting organization is focused on treating what he calls the whole patient.
We recognize that we both are points of entry for people. People coming in for medical services are often in need of some behavioral health support and vice versa. So it just seemed to make a lot of sense.
Healthcare is a hot topic these days as Congress works on legislation to overhaul the nation's healthcare system. One of the goals of the overhaul is to make access to healthcare easier and more affordable, something that health centers have been doing for years. But Stedman, for one, doesn't see the role of centers like PCHS or SVT changing too much as a result.
You know, I think our focus will always be, just the way I read it, will be to serving the under and uninsured as we have. But again, I think both of our clinics that are being represented here serve a broad spectrum of patients in our communities. And I think that role will also continue.
National Community Health Centers Week continues through August 15th. In Homer, I'm Casey Kelly.